Get to your phone calls coming up here on Carson Anderson. But Gator mentioned we have some breaking news in the world of Detroit sports. It kind of sucks.
It does. This comes from Tony Paul, the Detroit News, who has an article that says the Rocket Classic will be held for the eighth and final time later this summer. This is the news has learned, and Rocket companies and the PGA Tour have confirmed the 2026 tournament is still going to take place coming up at the end of July, July 30th through August 2nd at Detroit Golf Club. But amid imminent changes to the PGA Tour schedule, sagging attendance, and the struggle to draw marquee players in recent years, Rocket has declined to exercise its option for 2027. So Rocket is ending this.
Yeah.
They could have played next year as well. They're saying no, they're not going to. And this kind of sucks. So this has been a 13-year relationship that Dan Gilbert has had with the PGA Tour, that he has been a tour sponsor. But this is they're not going to continue after this one. It's disappointing to me. I've enjoyed the tournament on TV. Love watching it. Been participating in Media Day and all that because you get to find out the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And they've raised millions of dollars over the years. The benefit, it's a direct benefit to the city of Detroit and specifically for schools and trying to get, you know, every family with internet capabilities and everything. It's been a really nice gesture from Rocket and what they've done with this. So it is sad. And it's we saw Mark Hollis yesterday out at Oakland Hills, and he is the Rocket tournament director. And he's quoted here saying, after nearly 13 years as PGA Tour title sponsor, including 8 years in Detroit, 2026 will mark the final Rocket Classic.
So this is the second PGA event in my lifetime that has run its course in our state with the Buick Open, which was in Grand Blanc at Warwick Hills for a long time. I don't remember when it died, but like the last 10, 15 years or whatever it was.
Yeah, I want to say, I remember being there doing a show there with Tony Ortiz because you were out, and Tony and I did the show, and it was the day after the Pistons drafted Rodney Stuckey, I believe.
So big day indeed.
So we had that. So that's what, 2007 or something like that?
2009 was the final Buick Open. So then we get the Rocket Classic, you said, for the last 8 years. Now that has run its course and died off, which is really, now we do have an LPGA event that's actually this week in Midland, and we still have a senior tour event. What are the details? I know we do got the Ally Challenge now is at Warwick Hills and has been there since 2018, but does it seem strange that a state that has like the most golf courses per capita in the country can't consistently support a PGA Tour event?
Maybe a little bit, but I guess so. Those are, look, this would have been an amazing little piece of news to have going into yesterday, right? Because we're there at the Detroit Sports Commission, and you know, somebody from there could help us explain, you know, how that works, because I'm sure they're lobbying to get golf tournaments here as well.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, the state of Michigan is one of the absolute best states in the country for golf. There's a million courses. There's a ton of really, really great courses. And in this article from the Detroit News and Tony Paul, it says that the PGA Tour, in a statement to the news, thanked Rocket Companies for its 13 years as title sponsor while also leaving open the possibility that the PGA Tour will be back in the city or Metro Detroit in the future. It's unclear how soon that could happen or if the PGA Tour can find a company and venue to make that happen. A lot of it is, you know, it's being able to get people into the tournament. You know, people always ask, why don't they have a tournament up at like Bay Harbor or Arcadia Bluffs? And there's reasons they don't. You know, some of it's just trying to get 50,000 people to walk that course is not, you can't do that. It's just not, courses aren't set up for
that. When I asked about that, the response that I got was, they're not long enough. Those courses aren't long enough for the pros.
Arcadia definitely isn't, but I don't know if Bay Harbor could be.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing Boyne Highlands, and I asked a pro there, how come like these courses aren't really considered for PGA? And they said they're not long enough. There's probably a course or two up there that is. But is the infrastructure in place to take it to And I don't know if resort golf lines up with PGA events. My suspicion is it doesn't.
Probably not. And, you know, the state of Michigan, you know, the golf is great, but the golf is great all over the country in the summer, as long as, it, you know, that's why you don't see the, you don't see summer events being played in Texas or Arizona. Or, you know, you see them played up in the northern states, which is where we shine. And I think that there would be a bunch of courses that you would think would be in line in the state of Michigan, whether it's in Metro Detroit or out towards the west side of the state or just a little bit north. But we'll see. But I think, yeah, a lot of it is just the infrastructure of trying to host an event like that. I know the U.S. Senior Open has done a they're in a rotation over at Harbor Shores out in the west side of the state. And I played that course right after it opened up, I think a year after it opened up. I'm amazed they actually have a tournament event there. Not that the course isn't beautiful, because it's awesome, but there are like holes. Some holes are almost a mile apart from each other. It feels like it's a mile apart. Like it's a 5 minute ride in a golf cart to get there. It felt like,
which so, when you're in a golf cart playing is actually kind of awesome, but for hosting an event,
but it's a little weird to try to walk that and get fans there. It's difficult. And you gotta, you know, there's hotel space and all this, but so you're having to bus people into different events. You know, we had the Live Golf event that was out in Plymouth last year, and the course looked amazing on television. Is that a possibility for the future, that maybe that course is set up for
like a real event,
a real PGA Live Tour event? Right. And you hate Live.
I hate Live.
I can't tell. Do you not like Live?
Yeah. And so, but the thing about, you know, I went as a fan to the Detroit Golf Club twice, okay, where I spent the whole day there
for the
watching golf for the Rocket Classic. And I absolutely loved it. Okay. I had a phenomenal time. There's a couple things about it. One is, I don't, in our jobs, the amount of times where you're just a fan and you have no responsibilities and you're sucking down a couple beers and following guys around and cheering and being an idiot, it happens rarely. And so I kind of got a skewed opinion. Anytime I get to be a fan of anything where I have no work responsibilities, I just absolutely love it. So maybe I'm not a great representative of how cool that event was. I enjoyed it, but I was walking around going, you know, who the hell is Pat Geeter, right? I didn't know any of these golfers that were making amazing shots. The difference between Pat Geeter and, you know, Brooks Koepka is so tiny and minuscule, but at the end of the day, they're all so incredible that it didn't matter to me as much. I mean, it would have been cooler if it were, you know, Scotty, instead of, you know, some guy named Jans I've never heard of. But at the end of the day, it was really, really fun for me, and I endorsed it. But my guess, I mean, you know, they just couldn't get the big names to come here.
Well, you guys, it's established. Ooh. I'm not the golfer on the show here, but so I'm asking this because I've been told by many people, not just you guys, friends that golf, say Michigan is one of the best, if not the best, the best for golf courses. Like they love so there's so many courses. They're just beautiful courses for, you know, every
all
level.
Different types,
exactly.
Yeah.
So my question is it because it's more of like an everyman course, like a state, you know what I mean? As compared to like the, I don't know. My question is, why aren't they getting tournaments,
yeah,
you know, with big names?
It's
like,
the names. And it's because where they had it slotted on the schedule was not the greatest slot, because it would take place either right before or right after a major tournament.
So it's not the courses.
No, I don't think it's the, I mean, the, I think the lack of getting big names is more about where it lied on the calendar, because people wanted to either get ready for the British Open or, you know, relax from the U.S. Open or whatever the case was, whenever it fell on that calendar. One of the criticisms of Detroit Golf Club that they say is that it's too easy, that the scores just get too high. But I don't buy that.
That was true at the Buick Open too.
Yeah, but I don't buy that that's a reason that golfers don't want to play there. Golfers love to try to, you know, throw up a 59 or a 60. They'd love to have that challenge there. And plus, there are plenty of other tournaments on tour where you see the winning score is 25, 27 under.
Were we kind of doomed when we didn't get the signature event status when the PGA decided
they were
going to pay more out for non-majors and a bunch of tournaments got selected and Detroit wasn't one of them, when Detroit probably needed that prop up more than the Memorial did?
Well, yes, absolutely. But the Memorial is Jack's tournament, and that they get all excited about that.
But people were going to Jack's tournament to begin with.
Yes, because it's Jack's tournament.
They could have used this to prop up events that they maybe needed the incentive to get the bigger names out there, which, again, I don't know, but it feels to me like you could have used the resource of these signature events to prop up tournaments that weren't getting big names.
And the PGA Tour was trying to find ways to get the golfers to commit to more tournaments based on point systems for the FedEx Cup and all this, and knowing that LIV is on its last breath here, and just trying to encourage golfers to sign up. And when they had the first batch of golfers commit, like, felt like 5 or 6 weeks ago, it was a decent start. But I haven't heard much about the field since then, if they've added to it or not. But this is a tournament that has had big names before, but unfortunately it's a one or two big names each year instead of having them all every year. I mean, we've had Bryson DeChambeau. He was the champion. He won the tournament 1 year. They've had Dustin Johnson. You know, Ricky Fowler is always there because he's a spokesperson for Rocket, but Ricky Fowler is no longer the name that he was. You know, Jordan Spieth is no longer a name that he was. You know, now you want to get Rory. You want to get Scottie Scheffler. And these guys have not committed to play.
Look, I'm sure there's some golf people out there that are, know a little bit more than we do as far as why the state of Michigan can't seem to support a PGA Tour event. With news this morning that this is the last year of the Rocket Classic at Detroit Country Club. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.